You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, as the Israeli war intensifies in the Middle East with attacks on Iran and retaliatory missile strikes in Israel, many in opposition to the expanding war want to ensure that the growing humanitarian crisis in Gaza doesn't get forgotten. Over the weekend, thousands of people from around the world came together in marches and rallies to show their solidarity with those suffering in Gaza, even here in this small part of the world. Carmen Wojak is a member of the Smithers Palestine Solidarity Group, which gathered together to mark the Global March for Gaza along Main Street in Smithers.
My name is Carmen Wojak. I'm associated with the Smithers Palestine Solidarity Group. It's a group that started up in January of this year when Heather McPherson came out and we had a meeting and discussion with her. And then after that, the group was formed. That was led by Bronwyn Hobson. She kind of started it. And today we had a march down Main Street in solidarity with the Global March for Gaza. That's happening across the globe, and a march for free Palestine.
Why did you want to take this on? And obviously there's been, you know, more events that you have organized in the last while to bring more attention to what's going on in Gaza. Why are you wanting to bring attention to this here in our little kind of corner of the world here in Smithers?
I feel like it's an incredibly important thing to bring light to. We have so much in common in terms of the genocide that Canada perpetrated against the indigenous people, the colonization of this land, and also Palestinians are human, and it's an absolute travesty what is happening with the genocide going on in Gaza, the relentless violence and bombing, the starving of 2 million people, and not just Gaza, in the West Bank, and just the colonization of Palestine in general. I just feel like if you're human, it's a very human problem, and it's something that everyone should care about deeply.
Tell me a little about the march today. What did you guys do, and what did you talk about?
The march today was in solidarity with the Global March to Gaza. There, from the June 12th to the 20th, there's been global marches in different countries and in cities. It marks the Samud convoy, which is, there's been thousands of activists and volunteers from Northern Africa, from Canada, from France and the Netherlands that have traveled to Cairo in an attempt to march to the Rafah border and break the siege and open up a humanitarian passage. And the second focus that I wanted to take in was that it's Father's Day. And for the past 18 months, we've been kind of talking about how tragic it is for the women and children that are being killed, that are suffering, that are starving. They're targets of Israel right now. But usually the men are dismissed or their suffering is ignored. And I just wanted to highlight that there's thousands of Palestinian men and fathers and husbands and sons that are also suffering. They're also starving with their children. They're the ones that we see in videos kind of digging through rubble, trying to search for survivors. They're the ones that are carrying, one or two more children on their backs as they run away from airstrikes, carrying people to safety. They're the ones that are right now being lured to aid distribution points and then are being gunned down, all in attempts to try and get what little food that they can to feed their starving families. And I just felt like it was really important to highlight them, especially after Palestinian men and Arab men have been demonized and brushed off as terrorists. And and everything else. So, yeah.
Obviously, in the last few days, we've seen an escalation in all this business. Looks like Israel and Iran are in a war now, firing missiles at each other. You know, again, here, you know, there was talk of what action people can take. What are you hoping to come out of these marches and these actions? And what do you hope people take away from this? What action would you like to see them take and get the message out that this is not sitting well with Canadian citizens in large part, and this is not sitting well with other parts and other people, other citizens of the world?
The message I wanted to try and get out today is to not give up and to not forget Gaza, that Gaza and Palestine are still the focus of the story. And I feel like, you know, Israel attacking Iran might be a desperate attempt to get the focus off of Gaza. And, you know, if people are too busy watching what's happening between those two countries, that they're going to lose focus on Palestine. But I also think it's important because Israel right now is acting in such a way where it's breaking humanitarian laws, international laws, acting with such cruelty. I just feel that it's a threat to peace and justice, to humanity across the globe, as well as to our collective safety. And that it's not just Israel. Any state that wants to act in such a way is unacceptable and is immoral.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
A longtime Smithers resident, Peter Rebergen, spent time in the Palestinian refugee camps and the West Bank. We spoke with him about his experience there and why he felt the need to march.
Peter Rebergen.
And Peter, I know you we've spoken about this before. You've spent time in Palestine, you know, now seeing the escalation, but also, as you mentioned, seeing this type of action, even in a small context. How does it make you feel to be here today?
Well, very conflicted. On the one part, it gives me some encouragement and some hope to think there are still folks who think about humanity and what it could be and should be, and also still quite upset and discouraged at how much pain and horror there is in the world and why we can't get our act together more quickly, more effectively. And so I'm particularly concerned about doublespeak, where we say nice things in print and verbally in our faith traditions and so forth, but then we are more than just reluctant in trying to follow through in that, in ways that start to have a real impact. Yeah. So we're just really comfortable maintaining the status quo and not really moving things in a direction that is going to make some significant change in the futures of others who are really experiencing some of the horrors of whatever it is, poverty, apartheid, all those injustices.
One thing that was mentioned was, you know, wanting for people to take action, to make people feel empowered. What kind of action do you think is needed from, you know, people who've attended today?
Well, there are many different ways to do that, and we can all make various responses, whatever might work. I appreciate those who are able to participate in a march that draws some public attention to this, and hopefully, you know, a response of interest and saying, I'd like to know more, understand more. Why do you do these marches and so? So that's one thing we can do is education, awareness, and I always encourage young people too. And I think as an educator, while a grade 12 diploma, university degree doesn't mean that you've done your education. A big part of education is getting out there and actually experiencing, whether it's mountains and lakes, or the difficulties of refugees in various places. War-torn countries are going through. So it's those experiences that, in my case, have been life-changing. I had the opportunity to experience some of that. So, yeah, it's going to affect us all if we take it seriously. Everything from go out there and feel it to, my own comfortable lifestyle. I might have to make some adjustments there so that there's a little more justice for others.
Thank you, Peter.
my prayer. Thank you.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.